Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live from beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And I'm back. Christopher Moores here of Creative Cosmos. Got a little breather after that hot news hour, and we're going to get into the show tonight. And tonight's going to be a special show for me. I'm going to open the door to some of the journey that brought me here, some of the early sound explorations and experiments and creating that I did, and some of the free flow and just out there improvisation, and all kinds of interesting sound worlds are coming up tonight. And to make sure we establish that mood of where we're together and sharing this and feeling good and in the present, undistracted, I'd like to start out with a meditation. And I'd like you to participate with me wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Let's just take a minute here and call ourselves back. So often we get spread out into the busyness of the day. We get concerned about work or details or relationships or all kinds of stresses. And we sometimes leave part of ourselves in these experiences. Sometimes we get frozen, or sometimes someone grabs hold of part of our energy, or sometimes we just give it away and we don't even know that that's what we're doing. And we may have not have just done that in this life and all throughout our life, but we may have even done that throughout many lifetimes and left parts of our soul scattered all over the place. And it may take more than one meditation to bring these all back, but this is a good, for instance, an example of a way that you can call yourself back. And you just need to know that whatever else is on your mind or whatever else you got going on can just wait. It's nothing. Even though it seems like it is so, if it's destroying your well-being, if it's a stress on your mind or a strain on your heart, you need to have a look at it and put yourself first. You have to put yourself and your own well-being first, and then everything that you do henceforth and evermore will have the benefit of that quality. You see, this is demonstrated clearly sometimes in my teaching music student. They could practice it for weeks and go over and over and over and over again, but not get any better. But if I look at them and I say, you can do it, and I call them forth and I say, let's go, let's do it, let's make it happen, and they have all this extra energy and they go into it, it's miraculous. I'll play a piece of music with no error. And then we'll relax and I'll say, well, how about that? And they just got a big smile on their face because they can't believe what just happened. And then I teach them about what happened. And then I teach them how to find that for themselves. And I say, we have so much energy that we are unaware of. We have so many resources to draw from. Infinite resources. Inexhaustible resources. And yet, many of us can only just put out the smallest little peep in our lives. Just a little, I'm here. But we have everything that is possible within us. Fire and water and earth and air and ether. All of our energy centers, our aura, our insight, our intuition, our inspiration, our creative gifts. And if you are alive, you have creative gifts because you are a creation with that has been brought forth by creativity, another name for the Holy Spirit. So come here to the present. Let's take some inhales. And imagine on your inhale that you're drawing yourself back to your center. Call yourself back to your center. No matter where you are, imagine like you're a black hole, a vortex that's just gravitationally pulling everything back into the center. Come back. And you can imagine it, or you can visualize it. You can visualize light coming back from all directions into you. You could feel it as a vibration. No matter how you perceive it, draw your energy back to yourself, back into you. And realize that in this breathing, you can discover all the mysteries of the universe. This was one of the highest meditations of Buddha, Vipassana, of where you follow the breath. You simply follow the breath. And you tell that to a logical mind, somebody who wants some proof or wants you to explain it, and oh, I need more stuff to churn over in my mind before I'll even accept it as a possibility, so you gotta give me a bunch of crap to spin around because I can't believe something could be so simple. It is. If you can simply follow your breath, you can make a link through that breath to life itself, to the prana, the energy influx. Now you see, I'm going to say a statement here, a very key statement. And if you let it go deep inside, you will see the existential reality for yourself. You are being breathed. If you follow your breath,